the splendor of a king, clothed in majesty. Let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, and trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? Thou wilt see how great is our God. Beginning and the end, the Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God?
Everything was showing he had cancer in his body. We prayed. I felt the Lord. Brother Eddie put his hand on me. They did a CT scan and there ain't a trace of cancer nowhere in his body. I praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Only God.
Amen.
Only God. Well, you know, I feel like we've already had service with that song they were just singing, how great God is, with the testimonies of praise and worship. May we continue to be thankful in the Lord and just give Him all the honor and glory.
Thank you.
Matter of fact, I'm going to ask, while they're still cranked up back here, before we go to the Lord in prayer, I think we need to sing that verse, the chorus, one more time. Because that's the same God you just heard about, that testimony. That's the same God that's touched many, many lives, every life in this congregation this morning. And those prayers that we're placing right now in the gospel to bring our children home, to save this world, to save each and every individual, is the same God that we're singing about this morning. Let's do that chorus one more time.
How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great, how great is our God. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great, how great is our God.
Change the word "our" to "my God."
How great is my God? Sing with me, how great is my God? And all will see how great is my God.
Yes, Lord, we just love and praise you. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. I want to thank each and every one of you for coming in this morning. We're going to open with prayer, but I just want to thank y'all for coming in. And the same frame of mind that the Lord can touch as you walk in, just ready to receive what God has for us and in store for us, and ready to pray for each other, ready to stand up in the name of the Lord. If you can stand this morning, let's stand to honor the Lord as we go to Him in prayer. It's not the message or the prayer person, it's just to honor God. And I was thinking as we were singing that, how great our God is, and I'm not going to hold you standing for long, but we're going to pray. But I have to say this, and just flashed in my head, I just thank God for being visual to me. Most of the grandkids used to live up in North Carolina, Virginia corner there, and we took the other grandchild with us one year at this time of year. It was Christmas season. He was out of school. And all the grandkids clamber around their grandma, Miss Elaine. And they were sitting everywhere. And here comes the one we brought up from here. And all of a sudden he goes behind the couch, over the back of the couch, and he's scooching himself in. And he looked at the other ones and he said, "It's my grandma." Well, see, as we were singing that, and I know our God is so vast and so encompassing, right?
Amen.
And that's who He is.
Amen.
But I want you to know that same God that's encompassing this whole world, the Creator of all, can be your God. Let Him be in your heart. Let His Spirit live within you. And that's the same thought that God just gave me, because Grandma's sharing her love with all the grandkids. But that one kept saying, "Wait a minute, that's my God." And it's okay to feel like, "God, I need you." And to know that He can just come right to us, no matter how small and how, almost imperfect we are, but it's the same God. And y'all, just thank you for letting me share that moment with you, because that's how God works with me. He has to show me things, and that's who my God is. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. If you have a prayer need this morning, and I want to say this, there are a lot of prayer requests this morning. There are a lot of folks homesick. I know, just, you can look around from the choir to the congregation. What we were talking about earlier in Sunday school, the names that are being lifted up that have the old crud that's floating around. But we're not claiming anything except God. In the name of Jesus, He's going to heal and touch. He can stop the cough, stop the croup, everything that's going forward. And we're placing each and every need. If you have a need, I know you just raised your hand, but if there's any situation that the Lord's placing on your heart right now, give it to God.
Give it to God in the name of Jesus. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. Lord, we praise your holy name. Dear Lord, we thank you for this morning you've given us, this beautiful day. Dear Lord, for this season that we have as families are coming together, dear Lord, and all the situations. But, dear Lord, we're asking you to touch each man, each and every one that's in need of prayer this morning. Dear Lord, there's those that are sick and at home, those that are watching online, those that are traveling, those that aren't able to be with us, those are in harm's way. Dear Lord, our police, our fire, our rescue, our military, dear Lord, we ask you to touch each and every one. But, dear Lord, we need you to be in control of our house. Dear Lord, in control of our church. Dear Lord, we just honor you. Dear Lord, let your Holy Ghost have a free ring amongst us this morning. Dear Lord, as we just praise you and we worship you for this busy season, dear Lord, may we never get so busy that we don't turn our attention to you. And Lord, we give you all the honor and glory. Thank you for the healings, Lord. Thank you for the testimonies of praise.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, may we continue to honor you in everything that we are. Because of Jesus, in your mighty name, we come to you and we praise you. We just thank you, dear Lord. And because of you, all these situations, these prayer requests are being placed into your mighty hands. It is in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we come to you. And everybody says, amen, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Praise God, praise God. While you're standing, turn to page 6. I want to know more about my Lord, but I know I've taken up a little bit of time this morning. So we're just going to do the first verse and the third verse. Y'all remind me if I sing the second one. Praise God. I want to know more about my Lord.
While traveling through this world of sorrow, I'm on my way to glory land. I'll not turn back for some tomorrow. My trials here, I'll understand. Someday, somehow,
You may be seated if you can. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and get ready to take up the offering. But before they come up, I do have a small list. Seemed like it got bigger. Of announcements this morning. Then just want to, we're going to pray later over the shoe boxes, the Samaritan's purse. But if y'all get a chance to sometime today, if you, as we get ready to pray this day, we're going to do it after service. But I want to thank everybody for supporting the ministry, most of all supporting the Lord and letting His love be shined through each and every parts of this world. And we just thank God for it. We're a small entity, but if y'all go to where we go to turn these in, and we'll be going right after church this morning, and all the activities going forward, if you see the masses that are coming in just from this community alone. But it's just wonderful, and I thank y'all so very much. All righty. On December the 11th, don't forget, we're going to have our community service. It'll be that Sunday evening, the 11th, at 6 p.m. It'll be here. I know our last service that we had when we joined them together, I think there were five churches involved. Just want you to be part of it and just thank you all very much for helping. But make plans to come. I know it's a busy season. Mark that Sunday night that you're going to be here at 6 p.m. as we get ready to kick it off. Also, I'm going to ask Miss Jennifer. She's going to give an announcement in just a minute about the Christmas play and the work that's going on. But December 3rd. At 9:45, we're going to be doing Christmas caroling. Brother Jim's the one here to your left, to my right. Just if y'all don't know Jim, I think everybody knows him, but he is just wonderful ministry. We want to support that. We're going to meet at Ashbrook at 9:45, and he'll have all the details, but we'd love to have you come. The kids are going to be coming, and us adults that'll go, and it's a wonderful time. But it's the 3rd at 9:45, we'll get cranked off. Going to two facilities, I understand, this year. Praise God. Amazing Gracers are meeting December 11th after the a.m. service. They're going to have their Christmas banquet right after the a.m. service. Sister Brenda will have any of that information if you need it. Excuse me. Sister Karen, I know. I knew I was going to mess up somewhere. Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I wrote them down. But I can't read my own scribbling. All right. And December 10th at 11:30 a.m. till 1:30, the Ida Bell Christmas. It's going to be a wonderful time for the ladies. It's all being planned. If you'd see Sister Linda, and she could check with her. She's asking to RSVP just so they can get everything set up and let the facility know who's coming. Is there anything else tonight? Go ahead. Hit mic up. What have you got? And then we'll let Miss Jennifer get
it. You don't know what we got going on tonight?
I do.
Thanksgiving dinner tonight, 6 o'clock. Be Amen. Here and bring food.
Bring food. That's
but
right.
The church is supplying the turkey, so we need everything else.
Y'all just bring it, and I'll help eat it. Praise God, praise God, praise God.
Okay.
Now I'm going to turn it over to Miss Jennifer for the Christmas presentation. They're hard at work, too.
Yes, yes, we are. Sunday, December 18th, 11 a.m., that's when our Christmas program is. There is something for everyone there. You will enjoy yourself. You will be uplifted. Our practice is canceled tonight because of our Thanksgiving dinner. But we are looking forward to it, and we hope to see you there.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. I think that's all the announcements. Praise the Lord. And as we spoke earlier in prayer requests, I know God knows each and every prayer that was lifted up, but we do have those folks that are sick today and not able to join us, so let's keep them in your prayers. Brother Thomas, if you'd ask the Lord to bless our morning offering.
yours.
Yes, amen.
Felt fire from above, and I've been down to the river, but I ain't the same. The prodigal returned.
Whenever Brother Jim was talking, can I get a witness if God has ever done anything for you in this house? You know, I was thinking about Brother Rowdy's testimony, and Brother Rowdy don't know this, but it was a few months ago when you came to the altar, Brother Rowdy. I was praying. I said, God, restore Brother Rowdy back to what he used to be. And I'm not just talking about your physical health. I'm talking about the man of God that you are. God restore you. And I believe that your latter days are going to be greater than your beginning. And I know that a lot of us are under attack, because I have been under attack this week in my body. I told my mom a minute ago I felt like I was going to faint and hit the floor. But you know what? I'm here to witness that God is in control, and I know that He's going to heal everybody that is hurting, physically, spiritually, whatever it is. All you got to do is call on His name this morning. Amen. Y'all worship. Can I get a witness?
Have you ever stared down a mountain too tall to climb? No way to get over, no matter how hard you try. But somehow the Lord got you to the other side. Can I get a witness? Have you stood on the bank of a Red Sea wrestling doubts? Cause it's too far to swim and too wide to get around. But the good Lord brought you through walking on dry ground. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness? Anybody want to testify? If you cried out for a miracle and you've seen Him do the impossible, can I get a witness? Are you standing fire and the flames won't let you go, but you're still holding on to a single thread of hope that the Lord can deliver, and you won't even smell like smoke. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness? Anybody want to testify? If you cried out for a miracle and you've seen Him do the impossible, can I get a witness. Stay silent. If you can't keep quiet, church, here's your chance. Here's your chance. Can I get a witness? Come on and raise your hand. Can I get a witness? 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 Anybody want to testify? If you
I see some witnesses. I said, I see some witnesses. I look out over the congregation today and I see that God has blessed and moved, and many, many testimonies are here in this congregation alone. Amen. Let me just see the hands. Amen. That God's ever done anything at all for. There's the witnesses right there. Amen.
Yes.
Can we get a witness? It's all right to witness in church. In fact, it's kind of expected. But can we be a witness out in the world today? Amen. If you love the Lord this morning, let him know it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, there's a lot going on. Amen. I'm glad to be in the midst of it, aren't you? I'm glad to be here. I say that in all sincerity. There's a lot of folks that are not able to be here this morning. There's a lot of folks who can't get out and about. But thank God he has blessed me, and I thank God for the blessing and the desire that he has given me to gather here this morning. I won't keep you standing long if you'll go with me to the book of Zechariah this morning. I am feeling anticipation in my spirit. Somewhat reminded of an old advertisement of the Heinz ketchup bottle. And as it's tipped up sideways, there was something that was alluding to the fact of anticipation. Slow, but sure. It's going to come out. Maybe not the time that we expected it, but it was coming out. I can't help but think that heaven is ready and the anticipation is great. But I want to assure you this morning, it is coming. I said it is coming. God has never gone back on a promise, and he said, I will pour out of my spirit. Amen. Are we anticipating that? Oh, with great excitement. In the book of Zechariah in the 13th chapter. Go with me, if you would, there to verse 1 and verse number 2. Zechariah chapter 13, verses 1 and verse number 2. In that day, everybody say, in that day, there shall be a fountain opened to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will cut off the names of the idols out of the land, and they shall no more be remembered, and also I will cause the prophets and the unclean spirit to pass out of the land. Can everybody say amen? Heavenly Father, Lord, how we love you and how we thank you, God, for your greatness, your mercy, your abundant grace this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the love that abounds in this congregation. Father, I pray your Holy Spirit, God, would just reach down in the midst of this service. Stir us, God. Lord, get us concerned, God, about our welfare, our spiritual welfare. God, I pray for those who are hurting, for those who may be sick and afflicted, for those who are viewing today. God, I pray your blessing upon them. Be with us now, God. Anoint these lips of clay. Anoint this vessel, God, that you may speak to our hearts this morning. Help us to be submissive, obedient, God, and receptive to your holy and precious word, and we'll give you praise. We ask it in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Turn to your neighbor, tell them how much you love them, and you may be seated. Amen. Praise the Lord. I love you. Amen. That's powerful words. Amen. And when you say it, we need to mean it from our hearts. This morning I want to bring a message entitled, There Is a Fountain. There is a fountain. We find in the prophet's writings of Zechariah that God is basically, and I'm going to have to turn that fan off, please. It's blowing my notes away. Amen. Maybe they need to be blown away. I don't know. But we find the prophet writing in Zechariah, and he's writing basically of God's promises and reminding the children of Israel they're not in necessarily a good state at this time. There's a lot of captivity. There's basically spiritual as well as physical bondage in the land of Judah and Jerusalem, which is combination of the children of Israel. Even though there was division there at this particular time, they were still God's people. And I just pause and say, sometimes, you know, division is not from God. Division usually comes from people, but we still are the people of God. We're still the children of God. God uses the prophet Zechariah to remind the nation of Israel of his promises. And seemingly when you are in a time of oppression, or sickness, or affliction, or bad times, sometimes our mind kind of wanders from the blessings and from the promises of God to the actuality of what we're facing in that particular time. And so was the case of the children of Israel. It was hard for them to talk about promise. It was hard to talk about blessing. It was hard to talk about redemption because they were completely encircled with nations that were worshiping idols. Some of it had even filtered in to the children of Israel. But even though that we think God is not aware, even though we think God is not concerned or not looking at what is happening in our life in a particular time, I want to tell you today that He is perfectly aware of what's going on in your life. The battles that you face, the serious situations that arise in your life, God knows everything that we go through. And He was aware of this that was happening in the children of Israel. I want to go back, if I may, and pick up verse 3, verse 4, 6, 8, and 9 to lay some groundwork here to what the prophet Zechariah is prophesying. In the third chapter, it says, "And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it." In verse 4, "In that day, saith the Lord, I will smite every horse with astonishment, and his rider with madness. And I will open mine eyes upon the house of Judah, and will smite every horse of the people with blindness." Basically what he's saying, I will destroy the weapons that have you oppressed. In that day it was horses and chariots and spears and swords and armies. Verse 6, "In that day will I make the governors of Judah like a hearth of fire among the wood, and like a torch of fire in a sheath, and they shall devour all the people round about, on the right hand and on the left, and Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her own place, even in Jerusalem." Basically, again, prophesying that all around you are going to be destroyed, and I will restore you to your place. I believe that today there's people who are searching and praying for the restoration of their life through God's amazing power. In verse number 8, "In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before him." And then I want to read verse 9. "And it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem." Now, I thoroughly believe that not only was this prophecy a timely prophecy for the children of Israel in that day and in that era, but as a type and shadow of the Spirit of God and what we are facing today, I believe it also is a prophecy of God's church and God's people of today. I have not seen nor have I witnessed in my lifetime a time when the church was so burdened down or so abused or so hated or so mistrusted as it is in the day and the hour that you and I live in. People don't want to hear about the church. I'm not talking about the building. I'm talking about the body of believers. I mean, he's glad to be a member. Give the Lord praise if you're glad to be a member. You know, that's looked down on in the world. Look down on the world. They think that you're not intellectual, that you're not with it. I'm glad I'm with it. Or let me restate that. I'm glad it is with me. Amen. Hallelujah. I may look and act mad, but let me tell you something. That is within me makes me do things, amen, sometimes that the flesh doesn't understand. Sometimes I'll just throw my hands up and glorify God. Sometimes I'll put them together and thank God for his blessings. And sometimes I'll just burst out in singing and praising God for what I know he has reserved for me in heaven. That's not popular in the world. Not popular in the world. But God said, I'm going to make Israel a burdensome to the nations around them. I believe that God is getting ready to spiritually destroy the demonic oppression that is in this world today. We've seen it slowly but surely take a hold on not only this people, but families and individuals. You know, God has blessed each and every one that's filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost a certain amount of discernment. And I know you've experienced this when you look into the eyes or the face of seeing some people today. Your blood almost runs cold because of the demonic oppression that is upon that person. And the sad thing, society condones it and loves it and accepts it. God said, I'm going to make the church burdensome. I'm going to make my people, amen, where people can't even stand to be around them because they're going to be so full of the power. They're going to be so full of the anointing, amen, that even when somebody comes in contact with them, they're going to feel the presence of God. I'm going to restore the church. I'm going to let the church rise up. I'm going to bless the people again. And I'm going to do it through a spiritual fountain that is open. And I come to tell you today that fountain is open. I believe with all of my heart, the fountain is talking about basically a spring or source of water issuing from the earth. And then he also goes to say to forgive sin and to forgive uncleanness. I mean, he knows there's no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved than the name of Jesus Christ. That great and wonderful, powerful name, the Son of God. The one who said that I won't leave you comfortless, but I'll send back the comforter in my name. That is the only source of strength and power that we have, amen, to fight against the things and the terrible things that are coming in this world today. But turn to your neighbor and say, we're going to win. We're going to win because Jesus Christ is on our side. He said, I'm going to give you an open fountain. In that day, there shall be a fountain open to the house of David, a type and shadow of the church today. I believe with all of my heart that the things that the children of Israel went through was nothing more than a prelude of what the church is going through today. And church, I know sometimes it feels like we're bound. It sometimes feels like we have certain situations and walls that we can't get through. But I'm here to tell you, and God has been laying it on my heart, and when I can't do it, and when you can't do it, and when the government can't do it, and when nobody else can do it, God's going to step in and say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to open up a fountain. I'm going to open up the windows of heaven. Church, get ready, because God's about to blow the doors off the church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For too long, it's been us. Pray for one another and lift one another up. But God said, I'm opening up a fountain. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Brother David, I'm looking for some folks. Hallelujah. That the world has chewed them up and spit them out. Hallelujah. There's people out there that are so strung out on drugs. There's people out there that are so addicted to all of these substances, you know. And you know what? They think there's no other remedy. They think there's no other way. But God said, I'm going to open up a fountain for them. Amen. I want you to understand, when the world throws you away and when you think nobody loves you, I want to point you to Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for you. And if you'll repent of your sin, come to Him. Jesus will lift you up and give you that life-saving spiritual water. And open up a fountain. Open up a fountain. Not just an ordinary fountain. Hallelujah. Believe with all of my heart, Brother Chris, whether Zechariah knew it or not, he was prophesying about the Son of God. I mean, he knows that's the only way we can be saved. Hallelujah. We say it so much. You could be the best person you think you could ever attend to be, ever ascribe to be, and still bust hell wide open. Hallelujah. Only find in the Bible where the forgiveness of sins and the redemption comes through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm thinking of a time way beyond into the future of what Zechariah prophesied. And we know that Zechariah here was prophesying the restoration of Israel. We know that God blessed them. And you know what? Probably Zechariah didn't live to see it. But we know today that God has reconciled Israel. And He's brought them back. And if you know the geographic boundaries of Israel, they sit right in the middle of a powder keg. There are nations all around them that absolutely hate them. Now, I want you to understand, the Bible is full of symbolism. And as I see the little, bitty, tiny nation of Israel sitting there with all of its boundaries and all of those people and governments that are against them, not only against them, but they totally, absolutely hate and despise them, it is very symbolic of the body of Christ. Because in this day and this hour that the body of Christ is trying to subsist or try to live in a loving manner, there's forces all around us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Brother Gus, I wouldn't leave the house without my armor. I said, I wouldn't leave the house without my armor. It's with me everywhere that I go. You know why? Because this force is coming against you on every side, on your back, on your left, on your right side. They're coming against you. But I got news for you, and I got news for the enemy. They cannot penetrate the armor of God that He has surrounded us with, and the helmet. Hallelujah. And not only that, He's given us the sword, which is the word of God, that we can go out, hallelujah, and defeat the wild of the devil. Brother Eddie, are you trying to stir us up? No. I'm trying to get God to stir you up. If I stir you up, it ain't going to last long. If I stir you up with a good word or a good song or a melody or something, that's good for a little while, but I'm trying to get God to stir you. Hallelujah. I'm trying to get the church to put God back at the top rather than just having Him somewhere listed in the top 10. If you'll notice, when we began to allow things to take place in this nation and in this world, amen, that isn't that God sorely hates and despises, that's when things begin to turn topsy-turvy. The devil begins to come against us. But we got to return God to His natural place. He said, all the idols, I'm going to just burn them down in that day. There shall be a fountain opened to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin, for uncleanness, symbolic of a washing away of all the sin and the uncleanness that is in our life. I'm telling you today, church,
I can see that fountain opening up. A fountain, again, is a source of water. It is coming from the earth. It is springing up. And Zechariah the prophet, as God spoke to him, let him know that he could tell this to the people and they could relate to that, that God is opening up a fountain. And I know you said, well, Brother Eddie, I really can't see it. I can't see where that things are going to get better. I want to tell you this. They might even get worse before they get better. And the reason being, it's not because God is not able. It's because we as a nation hadn't realized that that is our only hope. And until we get to a point where we can realize that, God, everything else we're doing is failing, we must turn it over to you. And that goes to the church, too. That goes for the Holy Ghost-filled people, the body of Christ, the body of believers that are much bigger than those that are in this congregation this morning. There is a fountain opening up. They were in a condition of weakness. They were not able to fight or to free themselves from this bondage. I thought about that, and I thought about the fly that gets caught in the spider's web. I despise spiders. I hate to walk through and get one all over me. Well, you ain't got nothing to worry about that. Might get in your beard. But it seems like you pick and pull him and you still itch, you know. I can't stand it. But I thought about the fly that flies in there. And I don't know what the fly is thinking. It would seem to me if I was a fly and I saw this sticky web, I think I'll just fly into that thing. See what it's all about. With me. By the same token, I don't understand people flying into a situation where they know that the outcome could be detrimental, could hurt them spiritually. Well, I think I'll just try it anyway. See what it's all about. And all of a sudden it gets in the midst of that web. Oh, and them wings are fluttering. The little legs are just fighting. I don't know how many eyes a fly has. Somebody says they got a bunch of them. They're just going back and forth trying to get out of there. And then you all know what's come next.
Help me, help me.
I can't help but thinking there's some people that are stuck in the web of sin. I know I shouldn't have, but I did. I knew better. Couldn't resist. Now they are fighting with everything, every ounce of strength they have. And there's people like that. I would venture to say that you know some people like that. Here's what I don't understand. When we help them, listen to me. When you help them and you pull them free from that net or that webbing, ooh, they're so thankful. And before you know it, they done bzzz back in that same web. And you say, didn't I pull you out of that? Yeah, but that's the reason that it's not up to me to save you. I can help you. I can minister to you. But I want to point you to one that when he pulls you out of the web, I said when he reaches his hand out and pulls you out of the web and dusts you off and cleans you up, you won't have a desire to go back. You don't want to go back. There's nothing back there for you. Everything isn't before you in your future when Jesus reached down his hand for me. And this was the case with Israel. They get out, they go back, get out, they go back. But God said, I'm about to open up a fountain. Hallelujah. A fountain of flowing spiritual water. Hallelujah. Brother Eddie, where's it going to come from? First Pentecostal? Probably not. But First Pentecostal needs to be a part of it. So I'm going to tell you something. People looking for First Pentecostal to save them, they're looking in the wrong direction. They're just looking for somebody to help get them out of the net. But when they fix their eyes on Jesus, hallelujah. I want to tell you this too, First Pentecostal only exists because of Jesus. Amen. You take Jesus out, it fall apart. But long. Long as I got King Jesus, long as I got King Jesus, don't need nobody else. Ha, hallelujah. He's my healer. Well, he's my redeemer. He's my savior. He's a friend that sticketh closer than any brother. It's Jesus. Hallelujah. What a powerful, powerful name. God said, Zechariah, tell them that in that day, there will be an open fountain. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Who's ever heard of open enrollment? What does it mean? Anybody? Come on, sign up. Open enrollment. Hallelujah. Can't refuse you an open enrollment. Hallelujah.
Well, I heard there's going to be an open enrollment, but I'm just too busy to get there.
That sounds like Ernest T. Bass, doesn't it?
Walk with me. Hold my hand. Kiss my mouth.
Y'all didn't know I was the voiceover for that tonight. Hallelujah.
But I just thought that I could sign up any time.
God said, I will not strive with man always. But he told me to tell you today that the fountains are open, that this is the time for an open enrollment. This is the time for you to sign up. I want to be saved. I want to be filled. I want to be a part of the church. I want my name on the Lamb's Book of Life. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that I'm opening up the waters and the fountains flowing with spiritual anointing and blessing. And why people don't heed, I do not understand. Whether it's too busy, whether, I don't know. I'm sure that God has heard every excuse in the world. I don't understand why we wait, why we put it off. I want to be ready today. I have no promise of tomorrow. But I do know one thing. The waters are open today. The fountain is open today. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will cut off the names of the idols. I heard a little bit of Brother Chris's Sunday school lesson this morning. He was talking about how we will have no remembrance of pain and agony and situations in heaven. And that's true. I believe that with all of my heart. But I don't even believe we'll even remember the names of the oppressors. And I know you're like me. We're constantly saying about all these leaders and all these names and things that is going on and all that's happening. Amen. In heaven, you're not even going to remember them. You're not going to ever remember a time of misery or distress or fear or anxiety or anything. Amen. Because heaven is going to be a perfect and glorious place. But he said, they shall be no more remembered, and also I will cause the prophets and the unclean spirit to pass out of the land. God said, in that day, there will be an open fountain for salvation and healing. And I believe that that day is upon us. In closing, I want to look down at verse 6 through verse 9. And one shall say unto him, what are these wounds in thine hands? How symbolic is that? That he stretched out his hands and they were nailed to an old rugged cross. Then he shall answer, those which I was wounded in the house of my friends. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man. This is my fellow, saith the Lord of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. And I will turn mine hand upon the little ones. And it shall come to pass that in all the land, saith the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. Two-thirds. But listen to verse 9. And I will bring the third part. It's really heart-wrenching to know that two-thirds are going to be cut off. Two-thirds are going to be too busy. Two-thirds are going to be too preoccupied. Two-thirds are going to be so hard-hearted that they won't accept the grace and mercy of our Lord and Savior. But he said, I will bring a third part through the fire. We're in the fire. But we're coming through it. He's not going to leave us in the fire. Turn to your neighbor and say, we're not staying here. We're not staying. He's going to bring us through the fire. And we'll refine them as silver is refined. I'm just an old chunk of coal. But I'm going to be a diamond someday. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we'll try them as gold is tried. They shall be called on my name. And I will hear them. And I will say, it is my people. And they shall say, the Lord is my God. Oh, that people would turn from their wicked and abominational life and declare that this is my God, and I will serve him, and I will be his people, and he will be my God. I'm going to leave you with this. The fountain is open. The fountain is flowing with life-giving water, abundantly flowing. But today is the day. Now is the time. If you can't positively say in your spirit that I am definitely going to heaven when God comes or when he calls or when I close my eyes in death, I would encourage you to partake of this spiritual fountain that is flowing. I feel it flowing today. Today is the day. Your opportunity. Open enrollment. Will you be saved? Will you be ready? If not, are you born again? Would this be the day that you give your life to Jesus? Would you stand? Every head bowed, every eye closed. We might ask our music if they would come this morning. I don't know your life. I don't. I know you from seeing you at church and fellowshipping with you. But no man can know another person's heart. That's between you and God. But as a pastor, as a spiritual shepherd of the flock, I must encourage you to check your spiritual status. You see, I don't want to stand on the judgment day and you come up to me and tap me on the shoulder and say, "Preacher, why didn't you tell me? Why did you just preach blessings and love and do anything?" And I'd never, ever want to get into that. It is, God is love, and the Bible's full of promises and full of blessings. But it's also full of asking us to come with a repentant heart and a broken spirit and give our life to Jesus. No, I don't want you coming up to me and tapping me on the shoulder and say, "Pastor, why didn't you tell me I need to be born again?" Because I want everyone to hear this morning that you must be born again. That's not what Brother Eddie said. That's what the Bible says. And if you're not ready, I'm giving you an opportunity right now. Sing when you get ready. If God is leading you and directing you, this altar is open.
There
today, the spring is flowing.
A river.
Oh, hallelujah. Spiritual river.
That flows.
And it's flowing.
From deep within.
Saints of God, pray.
There,
if you're at home today, and you're viewing through live stream,
is a fountain.
And if God is touching your heart, I got news for you. You can kneel down right there in your living room.
The soul
right there where you're viewing this live stream. You can ask Jesus to forgive you and save you. And He is a God of abundant mercy.
So come.
Why don't you come?
Come
to that flowing river.
This water.
That life-giving water.
There is,
hallelujah,
a vast supply.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
There is a river.
Hallelujah.
That never shall run dry.
Some of you elders come. Kind of feel that there's others who want to come. This is your opportunity. You won't stand alone.
Thirsty woman. She was drawing from a well. Oh, her life was ruined and wasted, and her soul was bound for hell. Oh, but then she met the Master, and He told her about her sin, said, "If you drink this water, you'll never thirst again. There is a river that flows from deep within. That frees the soul from sin. So come to this water. There is a vast supply. There that never shall run dry.
He gave sight to Bartimaeus there in the dust. A woman came to the well with a bucket, you know, but she left with a river in her soul. When heartache and pain are all around you, the waters of life, well, they almost drown you, then just reach up to that reaching down hand. Because Jesus is a miracle man.
Yeah,
and he'll give you a miracle.
I know
he'll give you a miracle.
I know
Jesus will give a miracle. Because Jesus is a miracle man. When heartache and pain are all around you, troubled waters of life, where they almost drowned you, then just reach up to that reaching down hand, cause Jesus is a miracle man, and he'll give you a miracle.
I know
he'll give you a miracle. I know Jesus will give a miracle. Because Jesus is a miracle man. He gave sight to the blind. He turned water to wine, all at his command. He gave life to the ruler's daughter. He allowed Peter to walk on the water. Jesus is a miracle man. And he'll
give you a miracle.
I know
he'll give you a miracle.
I know Jesus will give a miracle. Because Jesus is a miracle man. He gave sight to the blind. He turned water to wine, all at his command. He gave life to the ruler's daughter. He allowed Peter to walk on the water. Jesus is a miracle man. And he'll
give you a miracle.
I know he'll
give you a miracle.
I know Jesus will give a miracle. Because Jesus is a miracle man. Because Jesus is a miracle man. Because Jesus is a miracle man.
couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? Shepherd of my path, I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? What would when my tears flow like a river and my burdens as high as a mountain, and when the ones I've counted on have led me down.
What would I do without Jesus?
What would I do without Jesus? The shepherd of my valley.
Lord, I just
couldn't walk this road alone.
When I'm hungry,
He feeds me.
When I'm thirsty,
He's my water. Couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do?
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
When I need someone to talk to, He's always there to listen. With arms folded round me, He rocks me in His bosom. What would I do? Shepherd of my valley, I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do?
We're glory. Give the Lord praise in the house this morning. Oh, my, my, my. God is so great. And so wonderful. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a powerful anointing is in this house this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That flowing, flowing waters. The fountain is opened. Receive today. Hallelujah. Sure. Amen. Suffer the little children to come unto me, Jesus said, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Yes.
God, with souls may be one. With souls may be restored. God, bring more. by. It gets sweeter as the moments fly. His love is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter, 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 sweeter as the days go by. The more I trust Him, the more I love Him, nothing good for me He'll deny. The longer I know Him, the better I can show Him. I couldn't stop now if I tried. Oh, it gets sweeter as the days go by. It gets sweeter as the moments fly. His love is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter, 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 sweeter as the days go by. Oh, it gets sweeter as the days go by. It gets sweeter. His love is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter, 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 sweeter as the days go by. Sweeter, sweeter, sweeter as the days go by.
As the days go by, He's sweeter. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Please come back and fellowship with us tonight. We're going to be over here having a wonderful time. Thanksgiving dinner, food, my goodness gracious, and fellowship. And we're just going to have a wonderful time. So we invite you to be here, whether you bring anything or not. We just want you to come. We're going to pray for these boxes. All right. And those of you that don't know what these are for, these go out to kids all over the world, I guess. It's a part of a bigger program. It's going to be a whole lot, but probably transfer truckloads of things that are going out. And let's pray not only for those that are going to receive it and the little things that are in there, but let's pray that they'll understand that somebody loves them. Somebody in the world today is feeling all alone, feeling like they don't have anything. But let these little boxes, as we anoint them with prayer, amen, give them hope and encouragement. Yeah, when we meet tonight, we won't be meeting in the sanctuary at all. We'll just go straight over to the Curtis Center.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the cares of those. God, we pray, Lord. God, that there be a blessing to those who receive. God, we know that there's people all over this world destitute. Some of them believe that have a meal to eat here today. Father, I pray that along with these boxes, God, that you'll bless them, that you'll reach out to them, that you'll encourage them. God, I pray, Lord, these boxes, not only their physical welfare, but their spiritual welfare as well. God, let them know that somebody loves them. More importantly, let them know that you love them, God. Bless those who are participating in this meeting. Bless those who will be with them in these backgrounds. In Jesus' name, we give you all the praise and honor.
Word of prayer. Hope to see you tonight, folks. God bless you.
Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. We love each and every one of you so much. Praise God. Thank Him every day for y'all. And Continue to pray for all those that are sick and in need that weren't able to be with us this morning. Also, let's pray for our gathering tonight. Let it be something that we just lift up to the Lord. Let Him be honored through everything that's done. Thank y'all again. If anyone that didn't see a count, the count was 64 shoeboxes just from our congregation. And I thank you for your love and for your giving. With this prayer, we're going to be dismissed. If anyone still needs prayer, please, this altar is still open. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your love, your mercy and grace. Lord, thank you for your word, dear Lord. Thank you for your calling, dear Lord, that we may turn our lives over to you and receive you as our Lord and Savior. Lord, we just love and praise you. Lord, we thank you for everyone in attendance, dear Lord, as we prepare to depart. We ask you to keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time, my Lord. And we just give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Have a wonderful afternoon. See y'all this evening. Praise God.